And finally this evening, over 50,000 young people are currently gathered in St. Peter's Square for an afternoon of music, interventions and reflection ahead of the celebration of evening prayer.
They are Europe's altar servers and are here in Rome on their 10th pilgrimage to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the International Movement of Altar Servers.
Young people from over 12 European nations are taking part in the event based on the theme Drinking Waters from the True Well.
Father Ludwig Waldmüller is head of youth ministry for the Diocese of Augsburg, Germany. He told me more about the young people's hopes and expectations.
First of all, they expect to see Rome. And they expect to see the Pope. 45,000 from Germany and 3,000 from our diocese. We brought them from all the parishes together, put them into buses, and we brought them to Rome. We drove all the night. They got prepared by their groups, because they normally come with groups of their parishes. They prepare their programs. For example, they go celebrating masses in the catacombs. And they got prepared even in the buses, because we used the way to come here as a way of pilgrimage. We prayed, we sang, we just were on our way to Rome. And we did that very consciously.
How important do you think this action of altar service is for young people to try and help them deepen their faith? And how difficult is it to attract young people to altar service?
The number of altar servers always goes up in Germany in the last years. And our diocese is always going up. I think for young people, it's the first possibility to stand in front of people. On the other hand, you deepen your faith because you see something, I would say, intimately, what you normally you see only from a distance. And you are involved in the Eucharist. You're involved in the service on the altar. For Benedict XVI, liturgy is very, very important, especially beauty of liturgy. And here, these young people are very important for him. I would say this